and the war and door, thank you. inspired by China here. So what happens is that you have this country that is actually a peace-loving country. They have never been warring around. And it's, whether it was mentioned or not, I think you put it straightforward as being China. Now, these men and ladies are sitting there in China and they're discussing what to do. As these words are being spoken, I mean, this is actually what it seems is going on, that at least we can put in the story, but they're not interested in warring. I mean, they've never been around like that, making war here or there and color revolutions in different countries. This is just getting absurd. They're sitting there looking at this America and these old colonial powers who still think they are something but don't realize that their time is over. And they're just doing the usual thing in that situation, trying to bully around others, making war and this and that, and making a lot of weapons. And so they're sitting there, these Chinese, and saying, we're tired of this. And maybe they are discussing that with the Russians, with the Indians, with the Africans, South Americans, and so on. This is, it has to stop. And then they realize, you know, China are the major suppliers of rare earth, as they call it, metals and things, magnets, 90% or something of the magnets used in the world. And all these metals needed for making electronics. So they are, someone comes up with a smart idea that we will not export these metals to anyone who use them for making weapons. And of course the warmongers in the West, they're going bonkers through the ceiling. This is not fair. And they are talking about making war with China. We're going to show these freaking Chinese and Taiwan. We're going to, let's go and defeat. That's our next big war against China. But the thing is, in order to get weapons to fight the war, they need all these rare earth minerals and metals to produce the weapons in the first place, which are really dependent on electronics. So the Chinese say, no, sorry, we don't want to sell you our minerals, our rare earths, so you can make weapons and make war against us or anyone. So bye-bye. If you want to buy rare earth stuff, magnets and stuff like that from us, then you have to prove and show that they're not used for military purposes. And when you think about it, of course, the guys over there are angry and then they're putting it all the media all over the world. They are just relying now on that media, the hybrid war, as they call it. They think this is really something. If we can make the media all over the world work for us and make all the people of the world convinced that now China is a miscreant. China is evil. Look at them. They're evil. They don't want to help us to make weapons so we can make war with them. Oh. So I mean, it's a pretty good little comic relief thing, in a way. But it actually says something about China, and it adds to our scenario here. Actually, it supports it, so it gives a little bit hope that you have these old cultures. They are wise. I mean, they're digging up their old knowledge of military art since time immemorial, and they are not these stupid Western bullies who are just flexing their muscles and, no, if you don't do what we say, we're going to hit you in the face with our big weapons. They see that as childish, because in their, and also in India, in their knowledge of military art, the point of attacking someone, another country or whatever, an enemy physically, is just way down the list, basically at the end of it. First you try diplomatic, you try it this way, you try to give a gift and all this, or give the person a good position. And there, it's a very highly developed art, which is mainly about attempting to avoid the conflict, at least a violent conflict. So we can show, use this example very nicely to show that it's very smart. We're only selling. I mean, it's so smart that it's really smart. Because if you think about it, you got a world here, and some of this world wants to make war. Yeah, this is the way. Now, our economy is going down, this and that. It's like in Second World War before that, you know, there was a depression and things happen, and I don't know. But I read that when there is such a situation, then sometimes governments see war as a solution. Lots of unemployed men, you just send them out and we fight the others and we unify our country again, everyone fighting against the enemy and the morals, you know, again, lifting up the morals of our country. So, but the Chinese and the others, they know that now. We saw it during the Second World. This is what they're trying to do again. Build up military, and they have their atom bombs and this and that, threatening us. If we don't follow them, then they're going to hit us. So being smart and experienced with these things and still able to think freely, clearly, doesn't take a rocket science to understand that. Maybe some little lady comes up with that idea. Yeah, I think we should put it that way. So it just happens to be so that, first of all, of course, all war goes on. I mean, on the battlefield level, need weapons and ammunition. And nowadays, these weapons, what are they? I mean, in Ukraine now, I heard from experts, there is a unique battlefront situation that never, that evolved, that hasn't been before ever, where there are hardly any tanks and armored vehicles and no vehicles at all, almost, and no armies coming marching together toward each other. Soldiers are moving around one by one, or two together only, because if there are more, three or four, then a drone will hit them. And they have AI-controlled drones now, Russians that fly around in Ukraine and are able to identify soldiers carrying weapons. They can see this is a person carrying a weapon, so, and then hit. So it's a completely different war. It's a completely electronic, not completely, but very much electronic form of war. And that seems to be the war of the future or today, which the others are not at all prepared for. Of course, they're building lots of bombs and missiles and all of that, explosives. But the way that they are carried to their target is by extremely sophisticated technology. I mean, we've got GPS and all that, which I guess they use to control these, many of these electronic devices flying around. So then China has built their own GPS system, which is better than the GPS of the West. So they just do everything in the background better and becoming completely independent of the Western power, the colonial powers like that, and who hardly even notice that fact. They don't, because they are so busy with themselves. And their view of the world is the one produced by their media, which is simply producing whatever image of the world that they are told to produce by the politicians and the big business people, the big power people there, globalists or whatever, to serve their purposes. And this is what they think now. Wow, we've got the hybrid war going here. We are in control of the media and of the minds of people. But the thing is that they don't notice that more of half the world's population's minds are not controlled by them. And they are looking at these fools and shaking their heads and saying, well, what do they think? What's going on? What do they think they are? What that they're doing? And this big Trump there, I mean, he's such a good character for a film. He stands there flexing his muscles and, yeah, look out. Look out, we're going to hit you if you don't do what we say. And they have been using exactly the same technique or routines against China and other countries that they can't, that they're keeping control of their exports of semiconductors and, I mean, computer chips and things like that. So it's China just using exactly the same principle, but then, you know, they're becoming bad guys in the media. But now some people are starting to wake up that, hey, something doesn't look right here. There's more than meets the eye. But it's a nice thing, actually, that it fits with end of war, right? Because the Chinese, they even wrote something like that. But, you know, we want to make peace. And what better way to make peace than making it not possible to build weapons? And 90% of different of those metals are, but 60, 70, up to 90% of these metals and minerals used to make all the electronics of the world that is now needed for these wars, for wars on the battle front going on at all, it comes from China. Just think about it.